ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। व्हाट इज रियल शांति? बाबा स्पीक्स अबाउट नॉट ओनली शांति बट सुख शांति, हैप्पीनेस। शांति व्हेन देयर इज संतुष्टि, दैट इज कंटेंटमेंट। माइंड इज पीसफुल एज वेल एंड हैप्पी। The line of the song, in order to become happy, what it is we need to become or we need to have? In order to have happiness in our life, or in order to have a happy world, we need to become merciful. In Hindi expression is rahm dil. There's a difference between rahm dil and only mercy or merciful. Baba is praised more as rahmdil, merciful, than loveful. God is love, some believe. They praise it, that God is love. They say it. But what it is most of the time in the prayers, oh God, have mercy on me. Or ask for blessings. So God is praised as merciful, loveful, knowledgeful. And in order to become merciful, what is most important aspect to become merciful? Full mercy in every aspect. In order to have mercy on others, mercy has to have, before I have mercy for others, I have to have mercy on myself. Or mercy on myself is based on love for myself. Love for myself means love for my happiness, love for my peace, love for my success in life, love for my development, my progress. But what is love based on? It's knowledge, accurate knowledge, accurate understanding. If I have mercy for others, definitely merciful souls. Mercy means rahm dil, mercy from the heart. But most of the time, when we have mercy not based on accurate knowledge, that mercy results into curse for the self. mercy becomes a curse for the self. Love becomes a curse for the self. If it is not clear knowledge, accurate knowledge, accurate understanding. Generally we have mercy for others when someone is very sick, was very wealthy, have become poor. They have lost near and dear, which was only support in their life. And we also have very much love for our near and dear relatives, friends. If something happens to them, we feel very sad. Yes? And because of that, what we are losing? Inner power. We want to give love to them. We want to support them. But instead of having mercy, if I am influenced by the weaknesses or suffering of others, I have lost the aim of becoming powerful, merciful, mercy with knowledge, because I want to really help them. Mercy means help. Mercy means cooperation. Mercy does not mean that only my heart is melted and I am not able to give anything. Donation or mercy is really when you have mercy for someone, you immediately want to help them. You want to save them. A poor person is really poor and you have mercy, immediately your hand goes in your pocket or in your purse to give them some money. Someone is suffering and very hungry and you know that he does not have anything. You have mercy. Even in your plate you have something you want to give them. You want to support them, give them. And if I want to have mercy on others, I have to have a very accurate understanding that mercy is, God is merciful only when He is not. He is merciful, He is loveful, and it is honest and real love to support the souls. And the first thing is that He is beyond the influence of the suffering that we are having and has love. He does not take that sorrow within the self. But what we do, we immediately become emotional and we take the sorrow of the others in ourselves first. And we make ourselves weak. And in that weakness, we are not able to support others. This we have had many examples. People working in hospital, people working in handicapped, people are disabled, handicapped. Eventually, they also have the same situation because it is the effect of weakness of others is affecting us. Influenced of their situation, not able to help with the inner power, but we want to help with external support. But most important is internal support. It is spiritual support when I have a spiritual strength within myself. And for that, Baba says, first you should have knowledge and have mercy on your own self that your stage remains stable, powerful and loveful. and you have mercy on others. For example, we generally, most of the time, Baba says mercy on yourself and mercy on others is when we want to help others, that we think that they are suffering because of anger, they are suffering because of this particular habit. Of course, our attention goes on them. But if I am not aware that mercy is a real power to help others and to myself, that when I am far-sighted, my inner insight is clear. Knower of the three aspects of time, what would be the consequence if I have only external mercy and not honest mercy for my own self first? I need to protect myself that I don't have the effect of weakness or defect of others. Baba says, have mercy on everyone because everyone has become poor. Everyone has lost their real wealth. Everyone has become sick and diseased by five vices. And this is why God is merciful, because of weaknesses, because of vices, because of defects, because of addictions, bad habits, we suffer in the form of karmic accounts. But in our everyday life, how many new karmic accounts we are creating in ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly? We forget that I have forgotten to have mercy on myself, to keep myself healthy, keep myself wealthy, keep myself powerful. Whenever there is any kind of progress somebody is making, what blocks us to become real loving and real merciful for the self and for others? There is Baba speaking today. There are four reasons. The first reason is jealousy. How can be this reason that I am not merciful, I'm jealous? Another reason is hatred. Third reason is I am influenced, affected by the weakness, vice, or shortcoming of others. And fourth reason is I'm very much impressed by myself. Very much impressed my own self. My vision, my farsighted, this vision of my farsightedness is very powerful, and nearsight is very weak. I don't see what defects I have in myself, but I see the defects of others very clearly. And immediately, I lose my own property of peace, of love, of benevolence. I think I want to help them. I want to cooperate with them because it's my responsibility. It's my duty. God says that you have to help me to cooperate and cooperate me to help, give good virtues in others, support others. And am I really, when I support, I immediately feel that this person I am helping, immediately I comes and ego comes in. I don't see weakness in myself and I see weakness in others. Or someone is progressing, very natural progress, and I am jealous. I don't realize that that person has made some extra effort and is eating the fruit of their own efforts or their own work on themselves or some elevated karmic account of others. Why I am jealous? Each one is eating their own fortune, receiving the reward of their own actions. With jealousy then I am having curse on myself. Then sometimes we say, I have mercy on themselves because they have very bad habits and I immediately lose my temper of their bad habits because I want to correct them. But they are doing something wrong. I am also not actually first having awareness that I don't have to lose my power to help them or my inner love. Disinterest from this world, but interest that I really want to cooperate them. And another aspect is, everyone has this thing, no? Doesn't matter if I am weak, I will progress anyway. Everyone makes this thing. And so this kind of aspect makes us actually forget that actually real mercy on myself is that I pay attention to my own efforts first. Otherwise, I am losing my time, I am destroying my own relationship with Baba, because when I am correcting others with not this consciousness of really in a loveful way, with honest understanding, my attitude becomes different and we are not able to help each other. And this becomes curse for the self as well, because we are wasting our time. And we have to have a right, clear, deep understanding of mercy for myself is to make fast. I want to make fast effort. So why am I blocked by others? Seeing the defects of others. If I have really disinterest from defects, why am I interested in gossip? If I have real interest in peace, why am I angry when other person is angry? That person is angry and I also get angry. You see, I was peaceful, but because of this person became angry, made me anger. Two wrongs cannot make one right. So, if I have disinterest from weaknesses, disinterest from vices, I will protect myself. But if I am influenced by weaknesses and vices of others, it means I don't have love for my true self. And when this secret is understood, we are able to protect ourselves from the influence and we are able to cure our deep, strong sickness, ego. And this is what it is that does not allow ego. I think I love myself, but ego is I kill myself. So I don't have mercy for my own self. And so very deep aspects of love and mercy. God is merciful, but because the result of not having love for the self, not having self-respect. Self-respect does not mean that everybody should respect me and I put myself on high position and I am respectful or respect worthy. No, I have respect first for Baba's values. I have respect for my own values. And I begin to act on that respect. And what percentage is my debt? How much I am acting on it? So when deep realization is there, and disinterest is there, and accurate knowledge is there, then these three things, accurate knowledge, disinterest from the things which are property of Maya, and interest and love for what God is giving me, then I will also become healthy, wealthy and happy. I should have mercy on myself. I have become bankrupt. What I was before? Do I really believe that I was that? Or I only hear and Baba makes me happy, you were double crowned king. But I see I don't. Internally, I don't have that faith, that intoxication. But what I have now, you have ego of that. Forgot about the real. So we have also lost everything. And if I am bankrupt, how can I make other one healthy? How can I support others? If I am sick already, how can I help others, support others? So it is what God is making. Help yourself, then God will help you. And with that power, you will be able to help others. So love yourself. Then you will be able to have deep love for Baba. And then godly love will have mercy on others without any influence, without any selfish motive, but a very clear aim of self-progress, self-protection, and fast speed to reach the destination of perfection. Om Shanti. Today, Brother Ratan is here after such a long time again, and Ratan Bhai would like to meet, or I would also like to meet, that Ratan Bhai meets the class, and so I stop this. Baba is giving many deep aspects today, so you will hear Murli. It needs really good deep attention to hear today's Murli. Concentration is needed. Om Shanti.